Oh yeah, they were here.
Ku Klux Klan.
I don't remember that much, but I remember marching down 7th Avenue. But that's it. I don't know if they ever did anything. I remember they had meetings across the river. There was a dog track over there. And they had meetings in the field up there. We sneak up and throw stones at them.
Well, they burned crosses.
Oh, yeah, they burned crosses.
I don't know what this was called at one time. It's
I think
okay
they burned
Hill.
Them up by your water, the water
the
tank.
The water tank,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
When would that be?
Oh, man.
I was born in 26, maybe 31, 32, 33.
You know, they're still out in Wexford.
Really?
Oh, my son said a lot of times
they're all over.
They come home from work, they're stopping the traffic out there. Oh, haven't you ever saw it on the news?
Well, yeah, but I didn't see them that close.
Yeah, in Wexford they have them. They still have them there.
Well, whom did they object to in Toronto?
I don't know. Maybe the blacks. I don't know.
I
had no idea. I was too young to even. I just. They'd all make fun of them, you know. And I mean, us as kids, we'd make fun of them and pull their robes and everything.
Wasn't it the Catholics too, Rich? They were so against
it. It could have been.
Oh,
I was too young to even remember it.
What I've heard, and, you know, I don't know this firsthand, is that the Ku Klux Klan usually objects to Catholics and blacks and Jews. And I don't know who in particular they
were.
It was probably it.
That's
we
it.
Had we had blacks and we had Catholics and we had
not
Jews.
Too many Jews though. We didn't
oh,
have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Rich.
Yeah, yeah. Fishkin and all that.
Oh, who, that's right. Up the Heights. We didn't have them here in Creighton.
Trenton was all Jewish stores.
Yeah.
Harrison's.
Oh, true.
Yeah, there's a lot of Jewish stores in Trenton.
Oh yeah. That's right.
Were there Jewish people living in West Trenton
that
you know of?
No, that's tough to say. I think most of them was from Natrona Heights up that way.
And New Kent, the Berkeys and Harrisons
yeah,
and they're all from
on
New
this side of the river.
Yeah, but they all had businesses in Trenton.
You know,
East
I don't Trenton. Remember a Jewish family in West Trenton.
Friedman's. You went to school with J.J. Friedman. He had that carpet store up here.
Yeah, but they didn't live. I don't think they lived in Trenton.
Rich.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
yes
they did.
They
lived
next
right
to the
on
store.
West, right on West 7. Yeah,
yeah,
that was
right to the
family.
Store.
And to tell you the truth, that was about the only one that I can remember.
What about black families in West Trenton?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had
my
them.
Time.
We had them up here.
Peterson.
I went to school with them. We were just very friendly.
Uh-huh.
They were just like us. We would go to their birthday parties. They would come to our birthday parties. Oh, yeah. How rich. We would...
Well...
And you played ball with a lot of them.
We get along with them, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one whole section right past Creek goes there. They call that Peterson. That was where all the blacks lived. They didn't live up in the hill or anywhere. They all lived down in Peterson. Down here, well, how old is that black church?
Oh, God. We have a black church right here.
I've seen it.
Bethel.
Yeah. And there's also the AME church.
Yeah, up in Trenton.
Trenton.
There. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they still
do. No, I don't think... That's where all the blacks were, in Peterson. I don't think there was any... From 7th... In 7th Avenue, there was some. Jim Jones, they lived in 7th Avenue. But up above 7th, I can't remember back black family up there.
No, true. That was more... The elite lived up there, up in East Trenton.
Oh, East Trenton.
Yeah, up Natrona Heights. That was, you know, that was wasn't in our category for your ethnic. It was all your rich people, the doctors, you know.
Carlisle,
yeah. And we're still the common people. We're still the... Now, see, by rights, I should... I've gone to Holy Family. We have Holy Family down
I've
here.
Seen that on there.
But I've gone there all my life because we never had a church there. We always lived up in the upper end. Okay. No, down there we lived. That's right. But we didn't have a church then when I lived down there. And this is why we just kept going to Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to break away from a church and go to another church. It is very hard. Because our church is, it's like our home.
Yeah.
Really. Father Grosco tell you a lot of jokes? He tells one after Mass every Sunday.
I've heard it too, yeah.
Some are nice and some are corny, but we laugh.
At them anyway.
We lie, yeah. He's really a nice priest. We like him.
But that, like Father Duvall, he was, you know, really a, in my mind at that age, was really a Catholic priest. And Father Ackerman was real strict. But then we got Brennan in, and he was more like a younger guy and would, you know, take the kids and would take us to ball, play ball and that. That's, I think, when it started changing, when these younger priests started coming in.
What started changing?
Just the way the priests were. These two were always religion. Everything they did was religion. Mm-hmm. Brennan more or less broke that up by doing
taking
different things, you know, going to shows or stuff like that. You never see Duvall
in the
show. To
give them something to do.
Mm-hmm. But that, it started changing then, I think, with the type of priest we got. Then they changed the Mass to English. And,
that's
why I got kicked out of the choir. Anna Mae Gase. Did you ever hear of her?
I've heard the name.
She was our organ player. And I used to be in the choir. And I'd push buttons when she wasn't looking on the organ. She turned around one time and whack! Smacked me in the face. I looked, I walked out downstairs and I never went back.
Were you a kid then?
Yeah. Oh. She'd be playing real nice and she'd be turning around, pushing buttons. And boy, she'd be pushing buttons. I wasn't too good either, though. I don't blame her for smacking me, but I'll never forget that one.
It's sad about our Catholic schools, too, today. Mm-hmm. It is really sad.
Were you able to send your kids to Catholic?
Uh-uh. No. No, because we had no...
Well, we had St. Clement.
We have... Mark went to kindergarten there, oldest son. Mm-hmm. And then he was enrolled down here because mm-hmm. I had no way of taking him to mm-hmm. school. With all that big school we have up there from St. Clement's. Sad. But look, they're all closing them. St. Alphonse is closed. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
In fact, our communion classes I hear aren't that great, aren't that big anymore either.
Well, there aren't as many children.
Right? No. True. True. There aren't. I know our Father Grosco, how he's tried to bring the kids back into church. But he said, what do you want when the parents don't go? Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had a missionary. Did you hear about him?
Father Scott?
Oh, my God. That was the most enjoyable week I've had.
I'm glad.
Just so wonderful. He has to be a saint.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it oozing out of him just as he talked. Mm-hmm. He just did something to everybody. And he had 68 children. That came one Sunday after. We were so happy. We were so worried that they weren't going to go.
Uh-huh.
But he's just wonderful.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, God. I felt so good that week that I went. I went in the morning and in the evening. I could have listened to him for another 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
But he is wonderful. And people travel all over to see him. Well, they waited a long time mm-hmm. to get him, and they finally got mm-hmm. him.
So yeah, he gives a lot of missions in this area, and he reaches a lot of people.
Now, we have Father Kopecky.
Yeah.
Okay, he retired. Father Garalka retired. Father Pelko isn't well. Now, he gives some of our Masses. He's semi-retired. He gave Mass Sunday. But we don't have too many. We don't. He said, and it's sad that we don't even have them learning to be priests.
Officially, you have one priest.
Yes.
Because the retired priests help out, and that's wonderful.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
We're very fortunate to have them.
Because we have two Masses,
mm-hmm.
okay? And St. Clement's has two Masses,
mm-hmm.
okay? But thank God we have the retired priest. Now, Father Garalka gave Mass today.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for one priest. Isn't it funny that we used to have, what, 3 and 4 priests?
Yeah.
At one time.
And that was at 3 parishes within about 3 blocks.
Right. Within about 3 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But we had St. Clement, St. Peter.
That's
Pete.
What she said, within
yeah.
3 blocks, Richard.
And they were always crowded, you know.
Oh, yeah, the Masses were always crowded. Mm-hmm. Always, always, always. And he has really...
Well, that's true, too. I blame the parents, too.
Oh, God, yes.
Because my dad never went to church. My mother was staunch, and we got into altar boys and all that. Actually, they didn't force us to go. We went on our own,
That was a big thing to go.
Get up 5 o'clock in the morning, walk up the hill to serve Mass at 6 o'clock.
And those were cold days.
But we did it, and nobody ever forced us. And we went to the service and just...
Did you still serve Mass in the service?
No. Mm-hmm. I went to Mass a couple of times, but no.
My son was in Rome at, what was it, Easter time?
No, when he was in the Navy.
When he was in the Navy, yeah. He happened to be there then. He said, oh, man. He said, you couldn't believe it. It is so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the Pope and everything, you know. They didn't get near him, but they went to the services. Now, they're very, very religious out there.
Your son?
No, out in Rome and those places there. He said cardinals galore, and he said it's just amazing what he saw. But I always say to my children, don't go to church when you want something. If you can't go all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, our kids live away from here.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really know if they go to church or not.
And you can't make them.
And you can't make them. They did when they were little, and they all made communion and confirmation and everything. But I said, when you know you're down and out and you want something, that's not the time to go.
Well, that might be the thing that would bring, sometimes that's the thing that brings people back.
You're right.
It does that.
You're right. I know we have a friend, they raised 7 or 8 children, and he was a staunch Catholic. And his kids all got away from the church.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing they can do about it, okay? But he came home one Sunday and put the bulletin on the table. And 2 of the boys happened to come home for breakfast. They didn't have anything in their apartment to eat. They came home, picked up that bulletin. The father took it and took that bulletin. Now, his wife said that was the wrong thing to do. Let them read the bulletin. Maybe they're thinking about going to church.
Yeah.
So that did it for them. See, you never know. You got to use some common sense sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
And pray for them.
And pray for them. That's all.
You've given them the example. You've taught them what you want them to know.
Right.
Trust that God will work in them. And if they trust that they'll find God, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, we go down to Divine Providence.
To the Mother House?
Yes, because Rosemary Hensel, her daughter.
Her, yeah.
Oh, you know her?
I know Mary Rose. I mean,
Mary Rose, okay. She had us down there for a brunch last year.
Mm.
She cooked the dinner in there. She's so wonderful, Mary Rose. And that is, is it beautiful there?
Mm-hmm.
Divine
mm-hmm.
Providence. But they were saying how sad it is because they may close, she said, because there's not enough going there even to go to college. You know, the girls aren't going. She said the decline in the enrollment has gone way down.
I thought La Roche College was doing rather well.
Well, she said it didn't look good. Last year it didn't look good. And they were worried about it.
I'm getting ready to teach a course there.
Are you? Good for you.
Yeah.
Good.
Uh-huh.
The grounds are beautiful there.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
I know. It's very
there's a lot of retired nuns out there
that
live there.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you, too, like, what do you think brought about the changes in Tarentum?
Progress.
Mm-hmm.
It was progress for some, and others couldn't handle it, I guess. But there's not what changes are you talking about? Tarentum's still Tarentum.
Right.
There's nothing's changed as far as I'm concerned. It's still I can walk down 7th Avenue and remember everything like it was before, you know.
Okay. Oh, it has gone downhill, though, Rich. West Tarentum.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, I'm West Tarentum. East Tarentum, I very seldom went up there when I was a kid.
West Tarentum is what I'm thinking about. Maybe there aren't changes because I'm new there, but people tell me about a lot of activity and a lot of stores, and I don't see too many stores there.
Well, they're closed up now.
No, that's what I'm saying. The Kmart, and that took a lot of it.
Your Shop and Save.
Your Heights Plaza.
Your little business stores can't make it today. People are going to go where they get the bargain.
And where they can park.
And where they can park.
That's the big thing,
right.
I think. You can go to the plaza and park anywhere.
A lot of people out of town.
Parking meters.
Oh, now we don't have them now. They finally took them out, but they took them. People were going to park, and they got tickets for $5. That was hard.
I can't see too much change in Trenum.
East Trenum, Rich, there's nothing there.
East Trenum either, I'm saying. Yeah, we used to have...
three movie theaters.
Mm-hmm. Harris, the Palace.
Detola. Oh, that wasn't the Detola then.
That was the Palace.
Palace.
And the Grand. We used to get in the show for a nickel when we were kids. A nickel, and a nickel bunch enough candy for a double header.
Right.
Double feature, whatever they called it.
And then we have a lot of people that are really on welfare. They're coming in and they're not taking care of the property or the houses that they live in. And we got a lot of Vietnam people coming
that
are living here.
Mm-hmm.
They're living here. Things. Everything's
changed.
We always say if his mother and him come back to see how everything is changed, they'd want to just turn over in their grave.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say it hasn't changed.
Oh, no, your mother would say that.
Well, I mean outside of the different...
There's a halfway house two doors away from your mother now.
Well, that way, yeah.
Halfway, what kind of a halfway house?
It's troubled kids. It used to be a slow ball club down there by Richard's mother's place. And they made that into apartments, like a rooms. For these halfway people that came in from all over, from Pittsburgh and all over. They had a place for them to stay. And they converted it into they called it the halfway house.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all kids that are really troubled.
Mm-hmm.
You know. They come, a lot of them come to our church.
Do they?
Oh, yes. Yes, they come. They're real happy. In fact, Father Grosco gave some communion here not too long ago. First Holy Communion. One family came in with her little kids, and they looked like they came from, overseas somewhere, I know. They came in, and they come to church every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
which he's very proud
mm-hmm.
of. So he did good. He really did good now.
Yeah, one time West Trenum had quite a few stores on 7th Avenue. Plus beer joints, and it's pretty lively up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a book, the St. Clement's 50th anniversary book, which would have been in the 1950s, 53, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so many ads for stores, and I was just trying to figure out where the stores were, and I thought, oh, there were a lot.
They were all along West 7th Avenue there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Down where St. Vincent de Paul is,
yeah,
you know where that's
yeah.
at?
Mm-hmm.
All along there, across the street. That's where Rich's mother and dad had the fish store across
mm-hmm.
the street from there. Wasn't it, Rich?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now there's a barber shop in there.
Okay, I've seen that barber shop. That's where the fish store was.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I
uh-huh. Right next door, coming down this way, was my uncle's beer distributor. That whole building was...
And the movie theater was there.
There was a couple. There was a liquor store.
A liquor store and a movie.
And then the movies.
Uh-huh.
Grand Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. and Mrs. Clark, I think, ran it.
Yep.
Nickel for all day Saturday.
And we were happy to get a pickle from Isley's and eat a pickle to go into the movie. Remember that, Rich?
Yeah.
Was there an Isley's in Trenum?
East Trenum.
Oh.
East Trenum, there was an Isley's. That's where all your clothing stores were
mm-hmm.
up there, remember? All the clothing stores and
Shrove's. We had Sharky's down here in 7th, where that junk store is.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Sharky's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we found our fun around here. We didn't have cars to go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Although Rich's family, I always said they were rich. His mother drove a car. His mother had a car.
Your mother drove?
Oh, yes.
Did anyone think that was unusual, that a woman had a license and drove a car?
I don't know.
You didn't?
No, I don't know. My dad would sit like a big shot in the back seat, my mother would drive him. I'd sit up front with my mother.
Did he drive?
No, he never learned to drive. My dad never drove.
But when him and his buddy wanted to go out to see something about windows or about glass, Your mother would put her hat on, she says, and she'd be driving them, you know. Oh, dear Lord.
How did she learn? Who taught her?
I don't even know.
Joe, he used to help in the Joe Lang. He used to work in the help out in the store. He was a younger guy. He taught my mother how to drive. Joe Lang.
Tell Buddy, this is funny. The time your mother was driving and
she was taking us to Butler. We had relatives. That was a big thing, going to Butler to see our relatives. And as you come into Butler, you're up on top of the hill, and there's a big bend, and there was a big billboard. You went down the hill. So Amos and Andy was on, and Joe Lang was sitting in front with my mother because she was learning. And Amos and Andy said something, "Stop, stop." My mother went straight ahead toward that sign. Joe Lang was frozen. I said, "Stop the damn car." She put her foot in the brakes and stopped the car. We went down over a cliff. She said, "Oh my, I don't know what I was thinking about." I said, "Yeah, you almost killed us all." Oh boy. She wasn't a very good driver, but she got around. She got us where we wanted to go.
And she took your dad and his friend.
That's when she wrecked.
She wrecked. Her hat came off and everything, and they blamed her. They blamed your mother for wrecking. They were mad at her. And her mother said, "You had no reason to take them out. You were the fool for taking them out." His dad and his buddy were sitting in a back seat, and she was driving them. And she wrecked. I don't know how she wrecked, but... those were good days. When they told us stories, we tell our kids these stories all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, we do. And we laugh about it every time we tell them. Every time we tell them. Oh, dear Lord, it was funny. Yeah. It was funny. We kept his mother for 18 years.
Here.
She would go home.
Well, my dad died in 69, none of us liked to see her stand by herself. So,
I'd bring her down for dinner.
She'd come down for dinner
at 5 o'clock.
She'd sleep here, and in the morning she had to go back to
her. When I went to work, I would drive her back up to her house.
She'd make herself lunch, breakfast.
Oh, yes.
No, she'd eat breakfast here.
Yeah, but she.
And she'd make her own lunch up there.
Work in a garden.
And she'd pick her up and bring her home.
And then I'd bring her back for 18 years.
She was here for 18 years.
But she was wonderful. Oh.
She
helped me with my kids,
because
my mother was dead. But we never had a bad word, never. And the priest would come down here and give her first Friday in the month. Father Myers, and he always said, "How you doing, Alice?" They always called her by her first name. She was always neat. Oh, she was a beautiful woman. Beautiful woman. Always dressed from morning till night.
Yeah, she always had her hair in a bun.
Huh?
Put her hair in a bun, and that's the way she stayed.
Yep. Oh, I gave Karen.
Yeah.
Well, apparently gardening was a big thing in your family.
They didn't have that much of a backyard, but yeah, they tomatoes and like she said, leeks and shallots and lettuce. Lettuce was a big thing.
I gave my daughter one, a picture of her mother, and I gave the one. This was his mother and dad. That's with Rich and his sister. This was my dad, and this was my mom.
Oh, that is wonderful to have those pictures.
Oh, we have a lot of old pictures.
Do you? Oh, that's
great.
That's
yes.
Now, I never thought of those vegetables, specifically Belgian people being interested in
that was a big thing
because they made a lot of soup. We didn't, like I said, every Sunday was chicken, and I never did like chicken, but every Sunday was chicken.
Well, that was at our place too.
Pigs in a blanket
and chicken
soup.
Yeah,
had meals damn near set up, you know. Monday was this, Tuesday was
that.
But we didn't have that much of a change. Like I said, it was always home. Now I'd give my, she makes homemade bread once in a while. But then, boy, we got sliced bread and we'd toast it. Wow, that was the gravy.
Rich would go there for lunch when he'd come home from school, and she'd fry him jumbo at the store. Fry jumbo and onions.
I wouldn't get down to the house the store was right up in the hill, and we had an old cold burning thing to heat the back room up. And I'd get down there, my mother had a skillet, she'd put a hunk of butter in, throw some onions, fry the onions, and throw jumbo. That was the best sandwich. I still like
it. It's a good sandwich.
I still like it. I still eat it. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Jim Blazer's wife. Was Blazer's Belgium? Because she makes the Belgian waffles, too.
Mm.
We make Belgian waffles.
Do you?
I have my mother-in-law's irons from Belgium yet. But I don't use them anymore. They're just too heavy. They're the long handles. Yeah, I use the other irons.
But you like a drink or something?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'll take a cold drink.
Okay.
Tell me about the slow oven.
It used to be that the parents would mate their daughters or sons with other daughters and sons of the same religion, but my dad never went by that. Oh, my cousins had the married slow walks. Okay? And my dad, I know a woman came down from the hill and said, we got just the boy for Betty, lots of money. My dad said, get out.
Mm.
That's the way they used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my sister married an Italian and we loved him. Oh, well, he's older now, but he was always a good provider, and he was always a good man. But in our days, they were strict, really strict.
No, she has. My mother and dad never said it.
No. No, you have a Protestant in the family, and she loved her just as much as she loved me. She always said, just so you have some kind of a religion. Really. She always said, we're all one. Which is true.
This is excellent. It has like a cinnamon in it.
Yes. Now I
probably has a shot of rum in it too.
Yes, it does.
I hope you don't have a vow against drinking.
And that's the tradition that my kids like. Not the little nut rolls or not the lady locks. They love their grandmother's old Belgian waffles. Huh, Rich?
Yeah.
So when I know they're coming, I always make a batch of them.
But that wasn't every any
this
month.
Was only Christmas, New Year's?
No, that was New Year's.
This was New Year's, and this was Christmas.
And they'd give us a little glass of wine, even as small as we were. And we'd dip it in the wine. And, well, we thought that was the biggest thing going. Boy, we're getting a glass of wine.
That was
Christmas
a delicacy.
Or New Year's.
Mm-hmm. That was a delicacy. Well, I hope you got a lot of information from us. But it wasn't that much, but you know what? It's interesting.
Yes, it is. It's ordinary, and that's what... We don't have records of...
No, I know.
...ordinary places. We don't have a lot of records of Tarentum in this Allegheny Valley, this whole area.
It's really sad.
Well, that's part of what this project is, to try to remedy that.
Who thought about this?
Well, I'll turn this off now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.